There we go. Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. We got hit on the spinning wheel there for a second when I hit record. didn't know when it was going to go on. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. Ben, we got breaking news.
It is breaking news. It's good news.
This rarely happens. Well, I don't know. Remember that there was a one time, was it? And it was basketball too, wasn't it? It was like every time, like right before we hit record.
Yes,
we got to know what happened.
Yes, every time we got,
and it happened again.
I know.
It's the final piece, maybe the biggest piece of the biggest piece, not named Todd Pettiford, to get to return.
Yeah,
to add to this front, to add to this roster. Man, I butchered that. The biggest piece of a that's not a non. Piece of the puzzle. Not named Todd Pettiford. How about that? Good gracious. What a joke. Mantas Rubštavičius, the 6'6", three guard from Lithuania, is finally, feels like this has been like a unspoken thing for a long time, but I think they had to jump through some eligibility hoops and walk around some of the potential upcoming rules and things like that. We'll talk about all that in just a second, but right off the bat, man, with this last addition to the roster, I mean, this is a very, very intriguing team that Stevens put together. I'm very, very impressed with what he's done this offseason.
This was the piece that you and I talked about, whether it would have been him, whether it had been another big three from somewhere else. That Steven was looking for. He made no secrets about it. He said, this is what we need. We need a big three that in certain situations could possibly be a four, but in certain situations may even be a two, but I need him to be a big three and be able to move without the ball, have some height on the outside to be able to get up shots, and every now and then be able to take the ball and get around somebody. So from what I've seen tape-wise, Mantas – the auShirts.com, Praying Mantas. Kyle will have those up a little bit later on.
Yeah.
Mantas will please tell me he's going to seminary after this too. That would be the greatest shirt ever, the Praying Mantas.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. and that way, instead of using the bug, you could actually use the prayer hands instead. But Mantas is going to come to Auburn, and it sounds like Steven and his staff got what they wanted. This is clearly you saw the guy from Arizona that committed elsewhere,
and that was one that was sort of like to me that was a good sign. I mean, that was one was like, okay, they must feel good because there was no way they were going to let him go elsewhere if this wasn't going to work out.
Yeah,
that was like the first sign that things were going to possibly go in Auburn's direction. And then I had a conversation with a guy that's pretty close to the staff, and he didn't say flat out. You'd have to know the guy for this to make sense. So I'm not even going to repeat the conversation because it wouldn't make sense unless you know who the person is. So, but I left it. I was like, okay, we're probably good to go. So I quit even worrying about it. I knew eventually – it was going to be announced. I mean, yeah, you got a 6'6", 200-plus-pound three guard who shoots the last 3 years in the ball that he's played. He shot over 40%. Draft Express, who they basically rank NBA prospects, like of the upcoming, draft, they have him as their number one European player, their number one wing. So he was worth the wait. Now I think the biggest question is what and how much eligibility will he have? Like we're going to have 1 year.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I don't know that anybody knows. And my guess is probably, again, this is just a guess, it's probably 1 year. But even if it is just 1 year, it's worth it. He's worth only getting him for 1 year. I'm just looking at the guy from Narcisse from France. You know, only getting 2 years at 21 years old, I think, and they're petitioning for another one. Mantas just turned 24.
Yeah.
You got the whole 5-for-5 thing out there. the window deal that they're trying to get pushed through. He's obviously going to be grandfathered in for at least that one season because he got in before that mm-hmm. ruling goes through. So
also, yeah. I don't know how much, because I told you I looked up on Narcisse why they were petitioning for a third, and it's because I didn't realize this. The NCAA has a rule that if you play X amount of games professionally, it counts towards your college eligibility. It starts diminishing your college eligibility.
He's played a pile of them.
And
he's been playing pro ball since he was 16.
And see, that's the thing is, when does that window start? Which ones count, which ones don't? Because apparently international play does not count, but yet pro ball internationally does. The international amateur stuff doesn't. So if he went and played for like an international team overseas, and it was for the Olympics, they're not paid. So that doesn't count against him. But if he plays for a certain country that's stroking him a check, then that does count against his eligibility. So yeah. Again, we get the 1 year. He's going to be grandfathered in, so that 25-year-old thing is not going to take effect this year. Does he get enrolled quick enough where they say, okay, he'll get 2 years of eligibility due to the amount of pro games he's played, you may possibly get two. If he's the number one European wing right now, and I got a feeling if he shoots 40% from the field or from the 3-point line for Auburn, he's going to get drafted. He's going to go pro anyway. So get your 1 year, let a guy like that shoot 42, 43%, get your money's worth this next year out of him, and then, retool and restart next year. So, I think it's a win. There are people that were complaining about just the 1 year deal. I mean, Kyle, that's turned into what it is. It's like you and I have talked about football. Like, this has turned into what it is in college athletics. And you either get on board with it as a coaching staff and make the best the rule. Of it. Yeah, that's the thing. Change the rule. And so
we're going to catch hell for this one, though. Auburn fans are going to catch hell for this one, because he did enter the NBA draft in 2024 and didn't get drafted and played on a summer league team for a little bit. I don't think he ever signed an actual NBA contract, but that's coming. It's coming. We're gonna catch hell for it.
Yeah, but then we get to turn around and say again, Alabama fans, because that's who we're talking about.
Yeah,
it goes down to, did they sign an NBA contract? And he didn't. And yeah. You played a player that did. There's a big difference there. So
multiple contracts.
Yeah, exactly. So every time they bring that up, it's like, really? I mean, we're going that route because your guy signed a contract, multiple contracts. Excuse me, and this one did. But
Let's talk about what a potential starting lineup looks like. This is fun. Okay. So obviously you have Tahad starting at the point, run point.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kevin Overton coming back.
You're two.
You got Mantis, no doubt,
going
to be your starting three. And then you kind of pick your poison. Which direction do you want to go here? Do you want to go Adam Olson at four, your 6'8 shooter from South Florida or South Alabama? Or could Bucky Oboye play like an athletic long four, and then you got Narcisse Ngoy as your center, right there. So starting at Kevin Overton, that's 6'6", 6'6", depending on who you play at the four, 6'8" to 6'10", and then 7 feet. You got some really fun lineups you can throw out there, and then your two, really one through four, if Adam Olson's out there, your one through four could be a 3-point threat.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I think I've told you before, this is the kind of team that I think can be successful, that if you look back at this past year, somebody like a Michigan was, where, we mentioned you, the way you mentioned that, Kyle, is one thing, but you got the Vanderbilt transfer that's coming in as well that can play the one. You now have 7 to 8 starters on your team that could start elsewhere at other places, and they're on your team. And if they are bought into that and they realize they're going to split time, that is going to pay so many dividends. People forget how bad we were depth wise this past year.
Yeah.
And I mean, you had five guys regular, but then a sixth guy, that was it. Now you're going to have eight that you can choose from. And I don't think people realize how, barring injury, but I don't think people realize how important that is as far as getting guys in here and having the depth and what it's going to do for you. Not even down the stretch, but hell, Kyle, even those tournaments they'll play in around Christmas time and that kind of thing where they're playing like every 2 days, that depth is going to make a huge difference.
Yeah. I mean, you got three guys that could play the five, Bucky Aboye, Narcisse Ngoy, and Owen Freeman.
Yep.
You got three guys that could play the four, Owen Freeman, Adam Olson, and then Dowd from Troy.
Yep.
You got three guys that could play the three. You got Dowd, you got your freshman, Caleb Williams, who we don't ever talk about coming in. And then now you have Mantis. Mm-hmm. You got three guys, you got four guys that could play two, and you got two point guards. I mean, you have a legitimate two deep at every position minimum. Some fun lineups you can throw out there. This is almost one of those, this all roster is almost like, remember how early in the year we'd get so frustrated with Bruce sometimes because he's running all these different kind of lineups out there, these different rotations. Yeah. It would take him a while, like still would win games. Like I'm not saying like we'd blow games, but maybe you could blow some teams out, but you're still experimenting and trying to find those right rotations. I would imagine there's going to be a fair amount of that, you know, to start this thing. They start practice in June. So they'll start figuring it out here pretty quick. I can't wait to go check these guys out.
No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be watching a bunch of trees run around in there.
Trees and threes, baby. Get your shirt at aushirts.com.
Compared to what you and I have been able to witness, you know, over the past. I mean, again, it's just not that long ago that Bruce was fielding a team that was shorter than Auburn High School's team. And now you've got guys that are going to compete with the top teams in the country height-wise and experience-wise. They're right there as well. So I love it. I think this also gives the opportunity. You just talked about, you know, having two point guards when it comes to depth. Todd's going to be able to see a little bit of that too and be that slasher type role to give Kevin Overton a rest. And so so that way you can give him a rest as far as being the guy that brings the ball up the floor. Best part about Tahad is even though he's going to be shorter than everybody, he plays so big just because of his jumping ability and his quickness and his slashing ability. So
perimeter shooters are going to make life for Tahad so much easier. It's going to create – that's one thing when I think about this roster, like one of the words that come to mind is space. They will be able to create – so much space because you will have to respect, like I mentioned, there's several lineups you can throw out there where you're going to have to respect two to three guys from beyond the arc on every single possession. And if that's the case, again, it's going to create lanes that are tailor-made for Tahad Pettifer to slash and cut to the basket and finish. Like, it's exciting. This is a really, really exciting. I've already said this, but Steven did a phenomenal job putting this together.
You know what excites me about it is you always hear about, oh, Auburn's going small. Now when they go small, Kyle, there's still going to be like three guys out there 6'8" plus.
Yeah.
Like that's going small now. I mean, Tahad will literally be the smallest guy on the floor. And you know, unless you go with the transfer from Vandy that I think he's listed at 6'1", if I'm not mistaken. But other than that, your other four guys will be 6'6" plus. And whenever you quote unquote go small, oh, Auburn's going to go with a small lineup. Yet you got two guys out there that could probably be playing a five, playing the center somewhere else in the league. So that's going to be it's going to remind me. I don't think they did. I'm going to catch hell for this. I don't think they did what they were capable of doing at the University of Florida because I think they had that team this past year with this type lineup with the bigs that they could have gotten away with more wins than what they did and just couldn't put it together. So I think that Golden, I think that he proved that he can win with the guard heavy lineup that he did when they won the national championship with the combination big men. However, he didn't prove last year. He proved he needed a better point guard. Well, now Auburn's got that at Auburn, is you've got a good point guard. You've got a good backup, you know, point guard. Kyle Overton's had to play the point. I mean, technically, you got 3 point guards if you need it.
If you got in a pinch, yeah. Got some foul issues. Yeah. I mean, and somebody got hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's had to do it already. And he did fine with it. He didn't turn the ball over. He didn't get the shooting opportunities, but he didn't, you know, he did fine as far as keeping the ball away from the defense and getting it up the floor and distributing. So I know he didn't want to do that. But like you just said, if you got some foul issues down the, you know, down late in the game, that's when your third guy has done it before and been successful with it, you couldn't ask for more. So not only has Steven done a great job doing this, man, I hope they all get on the same page. Anytime you start piecing, you know, you start Frankensteining a roster together like this, the biggest thing becomes
chemistry.
Yep, chemistry and cohesion. So if they get to where they're clicking and they spend a lot of time in the gym with one another in the summer and they buy in to the system that the coaching staff wants them to run it, how they want them to run it, man, I think we could be a real exciting team come tournament time.
Oh, I mean, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Who's your favorite addition? Mantis is the easy answer. Let's just say not name Mantis. Who's your favorite addition that you think's, you know, could be the most fun to watch?
Kid from Troy.
Dowd.
Yep. Dowd is watching him. You know, we got up here at the station.
He's physical, man.
Dan works with us, and he called a lot of women's games. But he'd go down there to watch a lot of practice, and he'd see the guys in there practicing. And Dowd is just one of those guys that there are times where when he gets hot, he is almost untouchable because, like you just said about the physicality, I mean, he doesn't hesitate to take it to the hole, but yet he's got a good shot from the outside where he's going to shoot 35%+ from three. And he kind of gets unnoticed because he played at Troy. So a lot of people, you know, yeah, they'll watch film on him, but I think he will be a pleasant surprise because he's going to have so much more support around him now than what he had at Troy. The way you were just talking about with Tahad, things opening up for Tahad. I think somebody like Dowd over at the 2 or 3, depending on where they put him when he comes in.
He ain't going to play 2. He may play 3, 4.
But he could also benefit from it. Like, he could benefit from things opening up. And he's going to be a guy where Tahad, when he does slash to the basket, a guy like Dowd's not going to be who you want to leave wide open out on the perimeter because he will bury it on you. And if you – If you leave your defense out there with him to protect from that, Tahad's going to blow right by his guy. So I said when I saw his highlights and when I watched a couple of games with Troy this year, I was like, that dude ain't going to be at Troy next year. I didn't know he was going to be at Auburn, but I said he ain't going to be at Troy next year. Like, that's how good he is. So,
yeah, I think he averaged almost a double-double too. So, like, he's not just a tall shooter. Like, he'll get in there and do the dirty work too. I'm so intrigued by Bucky Aboye from Santa Clara. Like,
there are a lot of people on that bus, though, man. There were a lot of people I saw online that when we got him, people were like, this is such a great pickup.
Well, yeah, he played point guard in high school and then just, like, shot up to a 7-footer, like, in college. He can handle the ball. He can run. He can actually run the break. Like, he's not just your stereotypical back to the basket 7-footer. Like, he's very, very athletic. He needs to gain some weight, but like, could he play 4? You know what I mean? And then, because he shot some threes, I think he shot like 30% maybe from 3.
Yes.
So can a 7-footer pull out, you know, and draw the respect and get some looks and again create space if he's playing, you know, the 4? So if you possibly can have, you know, possibly have both of the 7-footers on the court at the same time, and then you rotate in Owen Freeman when you need to off the bench. I'm very, very intrigued about what he could bring.
Well, the thing that, because you mentioned him playing point guard in high school and how he had the growth spurt. That was one thing that I noticed in the highlights. You know how anytime we saw Janai or Dylan having to bring the ball up the floor because the guards just couldn't get open and they were being covered, and you just got worried to death that something bad was going to happen. He's going to be – Aboye is one of those that we don't want him bringing the ball up the floor, but on a if fast break, it, you know, if there's a release right there, I don't mind him dribbling a few times in order to get around somebody in order to go to the hole. So he's not a guy that I'm real worried about that's that tall that I worry about turning the ball over a lot as far as putting the ball on the floor. So yeah, he's got that mentality of a point guard where he also, when he gets the ball on the block, I've noticed in some of his highlights, Kyle, that when they crash on him, he's been able to find people on the perimeter. And so he can be a good distributor too. So I think that's a good pick by you, because I've heard nothing but great things about him. I always am reluctant when I see highlight tapes, because they're never going to put the crap on highlight tapes. You don't see the bad. Yeah. That's why they're called highlight tapes. But everybody seems to be high on this guy. And so it makes me think that we may have got kind of a diamond in the rough with Aboye, just because he's only going to get, as he's transitioned from being a point guard to a 7-footer, his body and his skills only catching up to him every day that he's on the floor. So he's only going to get better.
No doubt. Again, they start practice in June. I'll make sure that I'm there to lay eyes on it the first time I possibly can, when these guys all take the court together as they start building this team chemistry and getting ready for the season, which is just so far away, but who cares? It's exciting.
This is why I don't go, Kyle, because you're going to go and you and I'll just be heavy bugs on the basketball team from watching them in practice.
I'm going to go watch Mantis stroke a three and then just turn around and walk out.
I will be a national title claimer in July, which is way too early. So it is going to be fun. And that's the thing that I'm excited about. Some of these exhibition games, some of these first games that take place, they haven't announced a tip off at Toomers. With all these tall guys, I suggest you go to that, people, if they do a tip off at Toomers this year, and they continue that tradition they've been the last couple of years, because that's when they really kind of get to show out and kind of showcase their skill. You know, that's also when everybody bought into some of our young guys being the next great hype, and now none of them with the team anymore. So also would say keep that in mind too. But this is going to be, at least to me, a fun team to watch, not to mention, and I say team because, as I said, we're going to see eight guys hit the floor at some point, and I think that's awesome.
No doubt. Guys, that's all for today. It's a good way to kick off the weekend. Auburn basketball lands their final piece, and it's a big one.
Oh, Kyle, I got one more thing.
All right.
I got the notification this morning. My two bug hats are coming from AUShirts.com.
Let's go
hit them up. I thought it would take a little longer. I ordered them earlier this week. They're already in the mail. I'm hoping by my golf tournament Monday, I'm going to be in a bug hat out there.
Says should be shipping soon. I just looked at it, so that's awesome. Good deal. All right, guys. Yeah, y'all check it out. We're dropping new stuff. I'll have the Mantis shirt up. I'll have a good Mantis shirt up very, very quickly. Y'all take care. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.